I'm Dave, and I live on Skye. I live in Kilmure, or a place called Linacrow, which is right up in the north end of Skye, looking out across towards the Western Isles, and I love wild swimming.
Nestled in the Coolin Hills is a secluded spot where local wild swimmer Dave Morton is going to take me for a dip.
We've got the river snaking up, snaking ahead of us, the stony grey riverbed in between the green heathery moorlands, snaking up the valley, up the glen, and then there's this sort of amazing ridge up on the skyline. Gentle at first, gentle round ridge, and then really craggy over there in the distance. And you can't see where we're going. It's tucked away, hidden away, the secret world that we're going to go to. It's amazing, actually, because you just can't see it at all.
Wow, so it's just beyond that spur there, is it? Beneath the ridge, hidden in the basin?
Yeah, it's just hidden. Yeah, it's not far at all either. It's probably going to be 5 minutes and we'll be there.
Oh, that's intriguing.
My name's Kevin Donnelly. I work in the Gaelic College here, Solmore Ostig, which is 3 miles along the road. This loch is called Loch na Dúrachan. Dú is Gaelic for black, as in ski and dú, the black knife and which you wear with the kilt. And dúrach is shadow, black. And Dúrachan is the shadows, and it's called Loch na Dúrachan because the hills are steep and this side and steeper on the far side, so it'd be good for shadows for fishermen. I think fishermen like to be fishing in the shadows where the fish won't see them. 25 metres deep, 83 feet deep, a fisherman told me. And it's supposed to have a water horse, but I've never seen it. This is the 11th swim this summer. And it's very handy. I just get, when I feel the urge, when I get tired of the computing, I just come up the road and come in and have a quick swim and then go back to work again.
Can we go in here? Yep. Not warm, as you see. It seems okay at first, you've got a solid bottom, but when you get to the edge of these rushes, it just plunges down.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing goggle colour, isn't it, here, when you look down at your feet?
It's a bit peaky, yes. Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Right, well, we swim along the shore here.
Yeah.
It's cold, but tolerable. You have to keep swimming and you use up a lot of energy. So you can't keep it up for more than about 20 or 25 minutes.
It's so beautiful here, Kevin, isn't
you didn't
it? With the hillside and the bracken and the heather rising up straight out of the loch.
Ah, it's good.
So everybody knows about the water horse. A neighbour said that when he's old enough to have gone by here on horses and with horses and carts and things, and he said the horses used to smell it and rear up when they came nearby. But this loch is quite famous because they actually dredged it to try and get the water horse in 1870 or 1871. They put a net right across and people on each bank and dragged the whole loch, but they didn't get the water horse, so it's still there. I think some people said it's like a big cow or a horse.
It's good to have company.
How are you feeling now? Are you a little chilly or are you kind of feeling ready
well, we'll
to
see you
on the world?
If I get dry quickly, that's the main thing. You have to keep swimming. Till you get to the rushes. You can swim a few strokes into the rushes. And there are a few stones down here. So you get to know it.
Last year, me and a couple of friends did a wonderful swim across Loch Maree. You know, that's a particularly, you know, I suppose that's a favourite swim that I did. Loch Maree's a big loch further north near Gairloch. That has these beautiful wooded islands on it, a whole string of islands with with ancient Scots pine on them because, you know, they haven't been grazed or anything. And a friend and I, well, two friends and I, one had a canoe and the other two of us swam, and we swam between the islands, which was just, that was amazing. So to strike out across the loch and then get to a little wooded island, have a little rest and then swim off to the next island, it was just fantastic.
Gosh, you can have real adventures during the time. Oh, yeah. Explore places that you wouldn't get to normally.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And great to do it completely under your own steam.
Yeah, that's what I love about it, is the perspective that you get on the world is unlike what you'd get if you were walking through it or driving through it. You're suddenly like lower down in these gorges looking up, and you wouldn't normally be there. And like you say, kind of swimming across the islands that people can't get to normally.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really special.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And I just think as you're saying that pattern, especially if you're doing front crawl and you've got your face, so you're looking down in the water into this sort of brown peaty water and then looking up at the sky and across to the land on the other side. Yeah. This sort of funny rhythm, this looking in and out, it's amazing.
And the wildlife you come across sometimes, there's a lot of where I swim quite often in the River Avon, you've got damselflies and you've got dragonflies just floating above the water surface, the water boatmen skimming past alongside you.
Well, we just the other day when we were swimming in the pool near our house, that we spotted an orchid that was just growing up on the sort of little rocky cliff face. So I think that's the thing. Quite often it's the plants actually and the flowers, and you're sort of down in the green and all the colours around you. And we see dippers sometimes, and there are lots of fish in the pools. Trout, often see trout. And I was swimming in the River Tweed last Saturday, and the person swimming next to me saw a huge eel swimming towards him.
At the moment on our walk to these pools, we're walking between some of the vast hills that are on Skye, the craggy mountain tops with just a little bit of cloud on the peaks of them. And they're really quite imposing. It's kind of getting towards evening now. It's getting towards about 8 p.m. And then I think we're heading onto a old riverbed, are we?
Yeah. Well, the river reappears. This is because the river's sunk underneath this bit, but we'll start to see the river in a minute. You know, lots of good places to swimming on Skye, but quite a lot of them are very peaty. Although around the Coolin, the water's very clear as well, beautifully clear. One of the things that's really exciting about doing the wild swimming is finding your own places as well. And like these pools, which are really special, are there to be discovered, you know, they're there. And I guess lots of people, because quite a few people will walk up into the hills this way, must just come across them by chance, which will be amazing. You'll see when we see them, because they're just so striking.
Would you say that you were one of the wild swimming kings of Skye?
Definitely not. But it is something that I've got a bit obsessed with, as I think people do who do a lot of wild swimming. I think it's quite addictive because it just makes you feel so good actually after you've done it. I think there are lots of reasons for that. I think there's probably real sort of physiological reasons that the cold water sort of releases endorphins and you get a sort of quite a buzz from swimming. But also I think it does, you can, whenever you have a swim after it, you feel different. The day always changes, and nearly always, if not always, in a positive way. And it sort of sounds a bit corny, but it does definitely makes you feel, it sort of grounds you somehow, I think, and connects you with something bigger. And you love swimming as well, don't you, Annie?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do lots of swimming together. This is Anna. You should say who you are.
I'm Anna.
And how old are you?
Eight.
One of the things that really inspired me was Roger Deakin's book, Waterlog. In fact, because of that, we went on a holiday. He talks about swimming in these old slate quarries on the west coast of Scotland, Isle of Sail. And we had a lovely holiday there and went to these, not the quarries that he goes to quarries on a separate island, but they're very similar, these quite nearby. These amazing crystal clear water very, very deep, though, sort of 400 feet deep.
Why is it that you go wild swimming? Does it help you de-stress from the world?
I mean, I think that can certainly be something that it does do. I have a great job, actually. I work with children and young people who are having a difficult time, experiencing mental health difficulties, which is a lovely job to do, and it gets me travelling around in this lovely place. But it can be quite, it can be quite stressful. Talking to people about things that they're finding difficult. And it's lovely here because there are lots of little spots that you can stop off on the way home and have a swim. And I think that, one of the great things about swimming is that it does, it sort of changes everything after you've had a dip. Everything feels different. So it's a good way of changing the day.
I'm Chrissy Gillis. I'm from the Isle of Rasay and I've just grown up around water. So just going in for a swim and going in for a float or even a paddle in the middle of winter, it wakens you up. The water is so clear. It's one of the wonderful things about being in the west coast of Scotland is the quality of the water. It's why you get divers coming from all over the world to go diving off Uist and Lewist and off Skye.
When you can see the little glen that we're walking up, snaking round ahead of us. Still no sign of the really exciting pools, which are just around the corner. In fact, you can just see the treetops now. Can you just see little feathery?
Oh, yeah, just peeking out. Yeah. Here's a glimpse of what there is to come around the corner.
Yeah.
Because it is, we're really walking up into the heart of the mountains, aren't we? It looks like you're going to kind of a place that's surrounded on three sides by the mountains and kind of sheltered up there with this view out towards the sea and towards the coast beyond.
I always think it's quite exciting just here because you've still got no idea quite what's there. And it's only just a little area, but it's very, very, you can't get a sense of what it's going to be like yet.
You've got a complete grin across your face. You're really, really excited about where we're going to go, what we're going to see. We've just come around the corner and just reviewed the pool. And it's incredibly vivid green water, really. It looks like it could be anywhere tropical. And there's water descending down some limestone into the plunge pool below. Little trees hanging over the top. It's the middle of a gully, so it feels like it's sheltered from all sides. And there's like an idyllic spot that you can just creep down into and have a dive. Down you go. You got it?
Yeah.
Perfect.
So we're here. It's really exciting as well being here at this time of the day because we'd never normally be here at this time of day. And it looks so inviting. Do you think it looks inviting?
Oh, definitely. Clear water, crystal clear, with the waterfall running down in there. Feels like some special spa retreat. That's like a special deep plunge pool.
Nora Anna was telling me about that because the kids spent ages playing in there last time we were down.
Amazing.
So now we go into the little exciting gorge. You can see the trees at the top.
Do you want to lead the way?
Shall I?
Yeah, please.
Make me feel like an explorer.
The feeding pools are absolutely amazing. The tunnels, the way some bits are more open and you can just see the cliffs and you can see the coolings in the background. And then there's other ones, you can see the bottom and you can see all the stones. And the stones are also smooth and so round at the bottom from years of just being churned around in these bottom of these, like, they look like cauldrons. And it's just, it's absolutely beautiful.
Following up the stream along the rocks, and they're quite slippy underfoot. There's a lot of weed on here, so taking care to take our steps as we follow up to the main pool at the top where apparently we're going to encounter a waterfall. I think it's supposed to be the most special part here with a little cave underneath it.
As we get close, this is the last little bit, just that we can't see, but just around the corner is where it is. I feel the adrenaline starting to build up a little bit every time I come. It's really exciting. So I'm going to leave my stuff here, I think. I think that's where we're going to swim in.
I did not expect this to be up here when we came on the corner. What we can see now is a really small gully that we're about to weave our way through. And at the end, probably about 10 metres away from us, I can just see the bottom of a waterfall crashing down into turquoise water. And surrounding it above are loads of ferns hanging down and kind of fallen tree trunks around that are twisted and knotted. and you have a couple of foxgloves as well. So you really feel like you're inside some kind of magical, like, gully that's taking you in there to tempt you into swim.
As you go in, you'll see the rocks with an amazing set. There's a bit you can stand on just once you get in round the corner. It's very deep on the right, about, I don't know, 10 or 15 feet deep. But the rocks, amazing sculpted rocks when you get in there.
And so how did you feel when you first came here yourself?
It was a bit comfy actually, just on my own, because I didn't really know what was in there. And the other thing is I had a mask on, which is great, but it's amazing how deep it is. And there's a bit of a seam of black rock at the bottom that makes it seem deeper than it is. It sort of looks like it goes down forever until you realise it's just black rock.
It's the bottomless pool beneath you. How deep would you say it was down there?
I don't know, I think it's probably about 10, 15 feet deep.
Yeah. See you through there. So we're about to go and swim through the little gully first so we can reach the pool right down there. See you soon.
See ya. Oh, do you want to go on my back?
Oh,
my
back.
Okay, hold on then.
You're right down below, you've got lots of trees up above you, so you're looking up through the green trees and you've got the water pouring down on your head. And the way the rock sort of slants, you have to work your way through this crack, so you sort of feel like you're right in the middle of it all. Yeah, right in the landscape somehow. I think I always feel better after I've got out. I think there's probably a real sort of physical part to that. You know, I think it probably releases sort of endorphins and physically makes your body feel better. It puts things into perspective somehow.
The waterfall's got so much power behind it that it falls down on your head, and you can see exactly what you were saying before, that it's carved this incredibly deep channel beneath, and we just had to dive down to it, and it is probably 20 foot deep down there.
And so
it's phenomenal.
Maybe we should
go and try the other pool. So these are big. Oh, yes, please. Right. Do
you want to go first?
Oh. Wow. And there's nothing better than, well, I love more than looking up and looking through the leaves of trees when you're down the water.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get to be in this place normally. You don't usually kind of look up through trees.
No,
being in the river, because they grow, you're down and they're growing over you, so that there's able to be kind of light, the light space below that they're growing into. So when you look up.
Yeah, it's really tight, isn't it? That, I'm just thinking as we're talking, it's very much, you feel like you're part of, you're sort of sunken into the really part of the land, aren't you? Part of the rock.
Definitely dug down deep, like 20 metres below the surface where everyone else is walking, we're down this little crevice. Secret spot, really, isn't it? We're still on top now, some white limestone, which the water's slowly going along and it's descending down into a turquoise pool at the base. And the turquoise pool looks like it's really quite deep. It's probably about 7 foot down there as the water descends into it. And that's where we're about to take our next dip. Woo!
Whoa!
You know, Dad particularly was really into swimming, and his granddad, I know, used to, and there was the joke about it, but he used to swim all year round, and when they were kids, he'd made a plunge pool in their garden, and they always used to talk about him breaking the ice in the winter to go in the plunge pool. And we used to live in Cambridge, and he used to swim in the River Cam all year round. So I feel, you know, I do sometimes think about that connection with him. But it's just such a lovely thing to do. You know, and you get sort of addicted to doing it. And it's lovely that Anna enjoys it so much as well. I mean, Grace, my other daughter as well, is really keen. It's just a lovely thing to do.
It's a real family affair, yeah. Here, like, taking the kids swimming.
Yeah. We quite often go together, don't we, after...
I come home from school.
I remember last year as well, a couple of times getting home and Anna was sitting with a wetsuit on waiting for me when I got there, saying, can we go to the river?
Like intrepid explorers,
yeah,
forging your own way across sky together.
Definitely.
And your dad found that one. He found the waterfall up at the top, which was wonderful. He must be good at tracking them down.
That was Wild Swimming, and it was presented by Rachel Kinley and produced by Kate Bissell.